Blog Talk Radio.
Well, don't forget that.
It's that time. Another good man.
E-E-E-I-I.
Education, employment, independence. The Northwest, oh, the student-led
nation.
And your host.
Hello, everyone.
Good evening, everyone. I'm glad to be here tonight. I'm Sean Latham, or as my friends call me sometimes, DJ Laser Latham.
And with me is
Michael Rogers.
How are you doing tonight, Michael?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good. I've been getting up quite early, so this will be the first time I've had this show and gone back to work on a full-time basis, working from the office. So right after the show, I might turn into a pumpkin, but it won't be midnight, but I might turn into bed because I go to bed about 5, I mean, I'm up at 5:30.
5:30.
Yeah. I leave the house at 7:10, so in the morning, but nobody wants to hear about that, but I'm back to work on a full-time basis, so at the office instead of, you know, in my
office. Yeah.
So that's interesting. And we have some an interesting piece of show tonight, some changes that we didn't expect, where we will go with the flow and make it work. I wanted to make, I know this is earlier, I'm going to do it a couple times during the show, hope for our listeners. This is live tonight, and tonight is D-Day. Let's not forget those people who died for us on this day 80 years ago when we got attacked from by Japan. Pearl Harbor got us in the war, in World War II, to remember the sacrifices that that generation made for us. So I wanted to say that up front, and I didn't actually tell Sean that. So I do apologize, Sean. I would have said something about Labor Day, but to make sure that we remember you, if you've served our country, we thank you for your sacrifice. So that being said, this show, outside of that, I'm doing great. I have had an interesting life, and I say that to Sean because of to the listeners. On Thursday, I'll have 25 years of state service, and you know, when I started, when I was 29 or 28 years old, they thought I would be on food stamps and SSI and not supportive and, you know, having to live with my mother. Now, I don't live with my mother. I live with my wife, and we've been married 19 years. So, you know, it's a humbling experience when you know that what people thought you could be and what you are and what you want to be is grasping. Like, being on this show, I mean, let's be real. We've done it now for, almost a year? John, Sean, together in about a year and a half before you got up. Almost?
Yeah, about a year for me. And I don't know how long you are before me.
So, I mean, you know, I just think how blessed we are. And I guess that's one of the reasons that I wanted to make sure that we said something tonight about our heroes.
Michael. You've been with DDA for 25 years.
Yeah, Thursday.
How did you get to God in the good time?
When I first started, they asked me to help them with a project that lasted, I want to say they doubled it 9 months, and then they asked if I would stay for another three. And then I said, sure, I mean, you know, money's there. But, and then the person that hired me, that wanted me to do that, after I signed the 3 months of the 9 months to do the 9 months, he got fired 3 days later, the director did. And they decided to keep me anyway, because I was like, well, do I not have a job? Because I was hired under him, you know, and not knowing anything about state government and how that worked. And they said, no, we want you to come to work. So I did, and I've been there. I moved because my wife wanted to live in Seattle, and I wanted to live in Seattle because I wanted to live where she was. And we moved to Seattle, and then we decided to move back to afford a house. Not that we didn't like Seattle. We loved it, actually, but it was to afford a house. And they let us come back, or let me come back to be at central office. So I'm grateful for that opportunity. And the other opportunity is that, to the rest of the callers, they're going to think this is nuts, but I actually get, if you add up my sick time and my vacation time, 24 hours a month of leave. Ladies and gentlemen, that's 3 days a month. And, well, you know, and I think, you know, that's pretty peachy. So I'm very humbled by it. I'm not going to kid anyone. I've always thought about doing something different someday. And I'm working on it. I mean, I'm not, you know, ever an opportunity happens and, I might take a look at it. It's been an interesting 25 years. The best part of it is I met my wife, Emily, through that. And so, yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that's very similar because I had, let's see, 2002 to 2000.
Yeah, we got married in 2002. Emily's better. Yeah. I'm trying to remember what year of service was. I was already a state employee when we were married. 6 years, I think. I was a state employee. Oh, she just yelled it out. 6 years before that. I'm a state employee. She worked at the ARC back then. She's the best part of the state employment for me.
I didn't have 25 years, but I had 18 years of something for independent living.
Wow.
Before I became the hours director.
So, do you like, I know this is going to sound weird, but you've had that job for what, 4 or 5 months now?
Well,
6 months?
I've had it for a big employee for about 7 months. And before that, I was unpaid for about probably a year before that.
Wow.
So I was doing both jobs for about a year, so.
Wow, that's a little nuts. Doing both of them. I should say, we should have this conversation. And Sean, if they were, I'm going up my. And you've heard the bad rumor that there might not be any baseball this year, right, Sean?
No, why?
And the reason is that they're having it. A debate or argument or what's the right? I'm a radio man, but I can't think of the right word. A dispute about how much money they're making. Now I gotta be totally truthful with you. Both sides are loaded. Now, the media price is not what people pay to go to those things. You know, and I'm addicted to sports like nobody's business. And I have a channel to tell you about and all that, which I'll do in a few minutes. But it's kind of crazy to say that They're worried about how much revenue they're getting. Because ESPN and I think Turner and all these other networks and the baseball network, they got money rolling in. It's like, I mean, it just seems like they're a little too greedy, I must say. I mean, after all, folks, it's a baseball game. You know, I mean, I save up for a long, long time. But I'm guilty of sin because I'm paying for some of that myself because I'm buying season tickets if there's a season. Yeah, I'm going to call tomorrow and look at that.
Wow. Wow. I'll leave it on the positive side.
Yeah. I mean, Augustus. Yeah. Yeah, what about that beat the 49ers? I mean, hey, take them out of the playoffs.
I believe they said if we win 5 more games, we'll be 9-8.
Yeah.
So, we
got Houston this week.
Yeah,
they've only won 2 games this week year. So I don't know, we might be favored, which is kind of scary. I haven't looked. Anybody who bets on sports, you got more guts than I'll ever have. I will never bet on sports, and I love sports. But betting on it is a crazy thing. That's where the losers shorts. The other thing about Sean is that, have you been watching any cracking ball games lately or hockey?
I've watched a few games. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for those callers that are not from Washington State, we got a new hockey team. And I have another addiction, like I need a hole in my head, but even my wife says that's okay. She laughs when they pulled out of the sport. And so I now watch hockey too. I can't wait until we get basketball back.
Oh my word.
Then I would be an addict 24/7. But I did sports for a long time. And I've loved it ever since. I've loved sports from little boy.
So. I'm definitely a basketball person.
You are a basketball person. But we'll have to work on getting that.
We'll definitely have to work on getting that.
I like hockey too.
And then as you know from the last time, I'm a big professional wrestling fan.
Now you got to take me to that one of these days. I mean, once we get, you know, maybe we can talk to your mom or your sister or somebody who actually drives a car. Okay. The Comodome, which is anybody who doesn't live around here, is about 30 minutes from my house anyway.
Oh, I've been there to go to the Everett event, but I think.
Oh, Everett. Yeah, that's, if I'm not mistaken, that's closer to you, right?
That's about 45 minutes away from my house. Yeah, so if I went to him, every day like 45 minutes. So Coleman is probably 2.5 to 3 hours depending on traffic.
Oh, yeah. Other thing I forgot to mention to you. And a side note for this radio show today is that I have already taken the third shot of this shingles, this COVID shot. So I'm all shotted up. The other thing I wanted you to know is, because ladies and gentlemen, me and Sean were originally going to go on a cruise to Mexico. And I don't know if you've heard, Sean, I was talking to Emily tonight having dinner. And I don't know where this came from. I believe Emily said, that's my wife for anybody else but me, said 19 people came down with the virus on a ship.
I know. Yeah.
I didn't. She told me that last night or tonight, and you and me have talked about going, and that, you know, we decided not to go. And I'm now thinking, whoa, we look like a bunch of geniuses thinking about that. 19, because they didn't have the virus before they got on it, and now they have it.
Well, what is all this? You have to go to Dubai, right? All the 100 days in advance. Or you've been a penalty, so you don't know when diving in. Many of my family do not want to risk being infected in Mexico. So,
no. I am
still thinking maybe I'm going to like Friday on the boat. Because even if I get sick in Friday Harbor, I'm still in the United States.
So. We've already said this, but if you ever go somewhere, just let us know. We'd go with you in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
I was going to ask today. I was going to ask you. You want to talk what's up in the news? One of the things I was going to tell you, I mean, that's not just disability related, but Build Back Better. I mean, I said last radio show, I thought that...
The Build Back Better plan, right?
Well, because I wonder if it'll help people with the disability, right?
It will.
And then Cinema from Arizona, and then Mansion from, I might have went blank. Where's Mansion from? I cannot remember. Forgive me, Senator. I can't remember where you're from. Those two are going to kill the Democratic Party before too long. And I said last time, people thought, I haven't heard anybody say to me that I was wrong or maybe I'm a little radical. I consider those two basically a cancer for the Democratic Party, because if both of them are standing in the way of destructionists, and they're not getting anything done. And guess what? The Republicans are just sitting there going, it's going to be our turn, and they're going to do everything weird. So we'll see what happens. I don't lose faith in America, but politicians, even though I've been around a few years, it is a little bit different.
I love that even though I don't agree with the Republicans, a lot of times they are a lot smarter when it comes to politics.
That's true. I mean, hello, pass the bill. Like, here's one bill that I would like you to pass. Okay. Everybody should be able to vote if they're 18 or older. Thank you. That's easy.
Michael, maybe Senator Manson is from West Virginia.
Oh, West Virginia. Yeah. I forgot. I'm sorry. West Virginia. So, it's like, I don't understand why they're shooting themselves, not in the foot, people, in the head. Like, give me a break. And one other thing I wanted to ask you about, Sean, and it, that's in the news as well. Chris Cuomo, right? I got myself, you'll find this amusing. This is as much as I'll say about it without getting in trouble. Is he's on XXFS.
Serious.
What's it called, hon?
Serious XM.
That radio station that you bought 2 weeks.
It's bonus. Bonus.
We got Serious XM.
Yeah.
Because he likes listening to him when he was on CNN. And CNN and their wisdom decided he's too controversial or whatnot. And I'm not into that because I find it rather interesting Did he go? So I ordered the radio station. We got the radio station for 2 weeks. So watching that, it's just like it's like a soap opera without watching on the radio.
It's so fun.
And yeah. I'm
crazy.
I mean, I know that was a curveball. You didn't know that was coming. Sorry.
I live in the Clint Global.
You do? I never had it before. The last couple of days, we put it on our chat, on our, she got it for 2 weeks or whatever, right? I'm going to get it for Christmas. It's what, I think it's $144. I still think you XM?
No. Emily is lying.
He's off. Emily says he's off there, too?
Yeah. Emily's lying.
Maybe we can make a fun page for him. It's like, are you kidding me? He's off the air on both channels? So it's interesting. I mean, obviously, I don't know all the details, but I would take care of my family, but I don't know.
Yeah, but he's coming out.
That's really wild. And I know that's kind of wild off the left field in there, but I thought that was interesting. In the news was a little weird this weekend. Of course, my heart goes out to those Michigan kids. Now it's going to be known as whose school did that have been shot at, including my own. Northurston High School, which is just down the street, had a shooter a couple of years ago. When are we going to stop that? But I don't know. I don't know. So that's what I've been watching in the news. And you can tell I've been trying to find some sports to cheer up. I even watch, you'll find this comical, I think, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer the other day. I haven't seen that show since I was, 13 years old. And I'm 54. So it was funny and comical to listen to. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I watched several different songs. I watched the Christmas story.
You'll find this, my wife loves this show that absolutely drives me to the nut far, and that's something vacation. How do you say Never Met Room Dedication. It's National Lampoon Christmas.
Oh, I love vacation. That. I love that one.
It cracks her up, folks. I mean, I only watch it once a year with her, and I've been married to her for 19 years. And I missed it. The other night it was on TV at some channel. I don't know which one. And the reason I'm mentioning it is just to talk about how close Christmas is, about traditions and things that you look forward to. Have a little eggnog and a little, that green stuff. Man, I'm having trouble thinking tonight. The green stuff that hang up on the... where you kiss your wife or your girl, mistletoe, things like that. But the things that we used to do back in the day, roast marshmallows, things like that.
Yeah, if people want to watch National Lampoon Christmas Vacation, you can rent it on Amazon or Apple TV or it's on HBO. Max. So.
It's on HBO Max. That's hilarious.
Or if you don't have that, It don't go on an Apple TV for $3.99.
I think I might have to get it, you know? Wow. I mean, we watch it every year, like we're religious about
it. I love that.
I just love her. But it's like we have to watch it together or else.
Have you seen the other two?
It's like getting up and watching Midnight Mass, okay? Now, I was, you know, I became a Catholic a long, long time ago, but it's like going to Midnight Mass. I'm too old for Midnight Mass. Midnight Mass is 9 o'clock for me, okay?
Well, yeah, why do they do that? I love it.
Well, that's because, you know, I don't know. That's your, that's another tradition. We have more tradition than he could check a stick. You know, like, when this COVID thing does go away, whenever it does, will we ever go outside without a mask on? Hallelujah, I don't know. And I'm not making a political judgment. I'm just saying, I wonder if we'll have this COVID thing forever. I hope not, so we can go and...
I think we're interrupting less.
I hope so. I hope to your mouth to God's ears.
I mean, if you look at the 19, why did the 1918 flu doesn't erupted for 3 years? It kept getting worse and worse.
Well,
so I'm holding out the case. I don't know. Anyway.
Well, did you? Oh, I did hear. You want to hear about? You know about this already, I'm sure, but we wanted to say that to the director of the DD Council, you're going to be moving on. Staying in Washington is my understanding, but working back in where you came from is Tennessee. It's been, great having you here. And, that was one of the things, one of the hopes, one of the guests that we were hoping to have one of these days. So, but I just wanted to tell Jeremy, that we're thinking of. You know, that's the inside news. The other thing is we have a new director inside of a couple of months old now of Debbie Roberts, full disclosure, so I don't sound like a bad reporter. She's the boss. She's who I work for. She took Evelyn Perez's position. And that's interesting in DD language. There's more changing chairs than the Titanic, so it's been interesting.
I think I have been with all sorts of services because with my 18 years, we're accepted for independent living. I had 5 different bosses.
Oh, Lord.
So,
yeah. I mean, you know, stability, people, stability. It's a lot. It makes you want to have a drink. And I'm not talking iced tea. I'm not talking iced tea.
I don't know. But that's why I like having a backup degree. Because I haven't done the 7 degree. So I have I'll get the 9 degrees too, though.
Sean, we should never ever thought about this. But you know what we should do? I want to tell you about a friend of mine who is doing a paper as we speak, actually, on personal care and on wages and on all that stuff. And first of all, I thank you for those who do that. And second of all, and her name's Dana, and have a very long discussion about how do we change the waivers, the waivers and the way we pay people. So that it's a living wage with dignity, honor, and respect. And so that the person gets the care that they need. I'm game for putting that on for an hour next time, if you're game for that. Because we'll have to guess about that. And we can talk about it on an ongoing basis, because I think we have to figure a way to change that. On a personal note, because I have cerebral palsy and I might need personal care, okay? And you as well. So, I mean, it's like, we got to figure that out, you know? You could do better flipping a hamburger and make more money. It doesn't make sense to me. So I would love that conversation with you or with any of our listeners at any time.
Yeah, that's what I know. I'm going to be talking a little bit about the play radio in the program.
Yeah, set up for Dana next time as well. So we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, I've been having Dana too.
With the paper that she's writing, I'm going to share that as well.
So I know we do have a special guest, and I think 7:45 even.
Yeah, about 7:45 or so. Because the other two could make it, I just said, could you get on whenever you want to?
I'm going to be talking about Alex for a few minutes.
Oh, you can do that now if you'd like. I mean, I'm sure. Are they waiting around?
I don't know.
One thing we want to remind people, because I forget to do this sometimes, we are live. Today is December 7th. It is 7:30 in the Great Northwest. So feel free to call.
We do have one for the line.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know.
Welcome.
Let me see. The number is 06-966-1894.
Hello, Charlie.
Hello,
Charlie.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm new at the end of the truck. I think you recognize me, right, Sean?
Oh, what? It's Rod, right? Yeah. What? How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Yeah. I don't know, Michael. Have you met Rod?
I don't believe so.
Rod is a member.
In this game, I only know your wife, Emily, because she works.
Emily?
For the...
Well, the better half. That's all I can say about
it. Yeah. Well, I think I made you at the baseball game a long time ago. You don't remember me, but we met at the Miller game, and you were working out that day, and I said, how's you, so, you know? I see you before at the baseball game, so, yeah.
You were there at the baseball game. Well, we were back at the Miller's game.
Yeah.
I lost you. Sorry, that. You talked about football. You said football game and Medicaid. I lost that somewhere. I missed that somewhere.
Baseball game. I met you at the baseball game. I see you at the baseball game.
Oh.
Yeah.
You met me at the baseball game. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, when I worked for the Mariners, I met a lot of people. So I'm sorry I can't place you, but we'll meet again, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, Yes, I am the new vice president of Washington, as my mother and remember, my mother and so I do a lot of work in advocacy work, and I do a lot of work in CD community, which is the multicultural family.
Yeah, you're all over. You're all over.
Yep.
The people first vice president. Yeah. And then Alex won the book.
Oh, yeah,
look at that. Okay. No, that's not going to work. I know, you have a lot. You have a lot to do. Did you have any questions for us?
Yeah.
Anything goes.
Did you have any questions for us, boss?
Nope.
Okay.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, definitely. And remember to be with us next month on January 4th. All right. That's one thing I'm going to get better at is knowing we're going to be on, and things are happening. It's going to be a good year.
I'm going to try to figure out how to do on the band. See for people not care.
Sean, tell me more about that. What do you mean?
If people want to listen to the show, but they don't have Dynamite 7.
Right.
They can listen to the program on demand.
Oh, wow.
So I believe you can go to blogtalkradio.com and listen to our show. But it'd be nice maybe next year to get it on the YouTube.
And I have one of the other guests that I hope to have in the next few months. She's from Spokane. I mean, you've talked about this for a long, long time, even before the show started. And that's having to be on YouTube, have a YouTube channel. I just think the two of us would really enjoy that. So a lot of things are in the plan. It's just a matter of putting them all together. One of the things I've been listening to is that you get on Alexa. I have Alexa. You might have other things at home. But Alexa, and then you have your own broadcast or stuff that you can record. I forget what they call those.
Podcast.
Yeah, those are appealing to me. I think that might would be a good idea for our show too. I wonder, Sean, you haven't said anything to me, but wonder if there's anything in the box this week or this month with our email address.
I won't check on that.
No worries. I didn't know. I just, for some reason, just thought, because we just went to the mailbox ourselves. It was full. So I was just curious if the callers are writing us a letter. Feel free to write us at any time or contact us anytime. And, like I said, The other thing I want to do is I wanted you to know that this time of year, you got to remind yourself to be good to yourself. That's one thing this COVID isn't behind us yet, but hopefully you'll have a chance to be with somebody you love and care about.
Yeah.
I plan to watch a lot of movies.
You were talking about movies. And I will say that my favorite Christmas movie, you had one, Snuggle Around 2. But my favorite would be Home Alone. No, that's hilarious, buddy.
No, I'm going to make you laugh. My favorite Christmas movie would have to be Charlie Brown. I don't know why it just always has been my favorite. That's about the scoop of it. So, John, is your light still off by chance? I know we're on the radio, but my screen is completely black, so I can't see anything of you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mike. For those of you that are listening in, normally I can be in Michael and Michael can be me, but for some reason my video is not working.
No worries. I thought I did something wrong. Sorry, I should have never asked you that on a radio show. But I'm like, have I done something totally wrong? I just wondered, you didn't want to see my beautiful face this evening or whatever.
Yeah, but the only way I can fix that is to reboot the whole machine.
No, don't worry about it. I'm not offended. I'm just wondering if I did something wrong.
No, but have you? Yeah, Michael, I'm doing you the Home Alone, right?
Oh, yes, all three of them. I mean, like, you know, what, they left him in New York and then or Paris or somewhere. I mean, everywhere. That kid's been left alone more than anyone. Child Protective Services would start wondering, is this on purpose or not? No, it's just a joke. I've seen it, and I think it's absolutely hilarious. And I watch it every year without fail. And I'm normally sticking up when I'm done, even though I've seen him torch his hair like 20 times.
Yeah, I have a hard time sticking between Home Alone 1 and Home Alone 2.
Now,
I love both of them.
Well, you know, maybe one of these days, I mean, I know we're on radio right now, but one of these days, one of the reasons I love this show so much is we just feel like talking to each other. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we work so much that until we talk about on the show, we don't see each other very much because we're not in the same city. But, you know, I remember that guy getting his hair blown off. I mean, the torch and the smarts of protecting this house.
Oh, yeah.
I just laughed, like, you know what, and I'm trying to keep it G-rated, so we keep the FTC or the radio people happy. I laugh whenever I got left. Other scene I like, I don't know which one this is, of course. I think it's the first one, when he loses his tooth. I've seen the movie so much, I can probably tell you every scene, which is kind of scary. I know, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to say, this show seems rather casual tonight, but it's Christmas and it's Christmas season, and I just was thinking, you know, why don't we make it a little bit light? We do have guests that we had intended to be on, but they couldn't make it this evening, so we wanted to reach out to them and just say, we'll get you next time. No worries. We'll be on January January 4th at 7 o'clock Western Time. Some of the show, if we do it, I believe will be recorded, but we will have a live segment for sure between 7 and 8. Because the first hour probably, and then we'll put most of it on a cassette. I would let people know the secret with this cassette and the giving you a little break. You get to go to the boys of the women's room, which is whatever one seems appropriate. But if you don't do that, it's really hard to do that.
Hey, Michael, we do have a new caller.
Okay, go for it.
There might be safe at home.
Sounds great. We'd love to have you.
Hey, caller.
Hey, am I here? Hey, Michael, Sean, this is Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. Thanks for calling.
Hi. How's it going?
It's just a little bit, out of left field when you have something planned and it, you have to change on the fly.
You know what? That's where I work the best, and I think that's where you guys probably work the best too. We don't need things planned, do we? We can shoot off the cuff. And first of all, I just was talking about being G-rated, and it's 7:45 at night. It's like my bedtime, and you're talking about G-rated. I think everyone that's listening right now is probably not kids, and we can at least do PG, I'm thinking. Don't you think?
We can do that.
Did I miss
the Christmas movie talk? Is that what you guys were talking about?
Yeah. Do you have any recommendations?
Okay, well, I was actually just watching A Christmas Carol before I walked in here. And, of course, there are many versions, but my favorite is the Disney version with Jim Carrey, the cartoon one. No takers. Yeah. Sean, do you like that one?
I've been on it. I watched the 1937 one. I believe. So, yeah.
Oh, that's what came out?
I believe that, I lost two different ones last week. There was the 1937. And then the one you were talking about.
No, not the old one. Yeah, there's so many different versions. This one, I'm not sure when this one came out. Not too old, but you know what? I kind of forget how old I am every year, and I don't know if that's just something that happens after you turn 40. And so, like, in my head, if somebody's, talking about 1990, I'm like, oh, yeah, that was, 10 years ago. No, it wasn't, Aaron. It was 30 years ago. Is that right? That's right, right? See, I'm old. And it seems like, 2000, I don't know. I just don't like to think about how old I am because it doesn't matter. And so when people forget how old they are, it's just totally normal, right? I mean, that's just what we do. And I think because it doesn't matter, because who cares, right? Like, I don't even like celebrating birthdays. I'm happy for every day.
I party for a month.
No, you are. You guys are party animals. That's just what you do. But not me. I go to bed at 9.
Aaron, one of the things I was going to ask you to talk about was the Brain Injury Network party that we went to, or the auction.
You know
more about that than me, obviously, because I just went to the dinner. But that was fun. So we did that
That was the Brain Injury Alliance. So the BIA
Alliance.
Of Washington. Yeah, the Alliance, the Brain Injury Alliance of Washington. So I'm assuming they have the BIA in, all 50 states. And it was the gala, and it was, this is where my time comes in, Michael. I don't know how long ago it was, but I was going to say a month. Is that about right? A month ago? I don't know. It was, it was November 6th because, it was the day before my birthday. So, because we went out for breakfast for my birthday, right? Yeah, so, Brain Injury gala, and it was awesome. Pretty much stayed until the DJ left, and we were still there. And we're like, wait, what happened? It's time to, and, you know, and like I said, I go to bed at 9. And what time was it when the DJ, like, shut the place down? And it was like, I mean, it was at least midnight. And we were not ready.
Yeah.
We were not ready.
And it was the night before they changed the time. I don't know what they call that. Where they changed the time back.
Oh, no.
And we lose the hour of sleep or gate or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It was like,
yeah.
Thank God. Mm-hmm.
But, Sean, check this out. So when we were there, and, of course, you know Michael, and he's making friends with everybody. And he makes these friends, and the party's almost over, and the DJ's like, okay, this is the last song. And these people come up to Michael, and they're like, tell me what your favorite song is. I'm going to have them play it, and I'm going to give the DJ $100 just to play a song for Michael.
Yeah.
$100. Yeah, just so Michael could hear his favorite song. So, yep, that was pretty awesome.
What was your favorite song,
Michael? It was good. It was Zach Brown. A song from Zach Brown.
Okay.
It was Chicken Fried.
Yeah, she's great.
Sean, you know that song, Chicken Fried? We might need to pull it up.
Yeah, we might need to pull that song up. Yeah, that's awesome.
I would love to, but I don't want to get copyrighted.
Oh, right. Right, because of
okay.
The range. Yeah, we don't
all right,
want to get...
fine. Well, if anybody wants to know, it's apparently Michael Rogers' favorite band is the Zach Brown Band. And Chicken Fried was
that
the last song they played at the Brain Injury Alliance Gala 2021.
Yeah, I would even love... If anybody's listening, if he ever comes to town or anywhere near, I would love to go. Don't even worry about that. I would go to that show in a heartbeat. By the way, he's got a new album, ladies and gentlemen, and yes, I listen to it often.
Well, you do already.
The other guy I've been listening to a lot is a guy named Chris Stapleton.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
Michael is just my favorite. Yes. I love Chris Stapleton.
I already looked. He's coming to coming to Washington June 4th.
Yeah, that's something I would see. Now, that is a concert. Yes, that is a concert I would go to. If Chris Stapleton was in town. Okay, but hold on. We're talking about country music, which, I mean, on my side of the state, I'm in Spokane. Country music, that is a normal thing over here. On your side? Wait, Sean, are you on the west side of the state or are you on the east side of the state?
I'm in the west side right now, but I grew up for the first 18 years on the east side. So I know.
Oh, you grew up on the east side. Okay.
Yeah,
so yeah, I'm
know
in Spokane. You know both sides then. Okay, because I grew up on the west side and moved to Spokane, so you kind of did the opposite. Okay. Because I'm just saying, I mean, country music is more popular over here. When Michael said that when he picked Chicken Fried for that song, I was a little shocked. I'm not going to lie, Michael. I'm a little shocked that you're a country fan. But I like country,
I've always been a country boy.
Wow.
Sean,
yeah.
Are you a country boy? Does Sean Lee like country music?
Yeah, because I live from Southern Georgia. I lived in my homeland, and there was really only two radio stations the whole time, and one of them was country, so I had to be in the country.
Okay. You didn't have a choice. Okay.
I can't wait to introduce you two. That'll be a riot.
Well, I think
when do we ever figure out what concert we want to go to? At least we know we like country.
Well, I already saw.
Chris Stapleton.
Well, like I said, he's coming in the. He's coming in the. Is it Chris? I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. The Gorge on the 4th.
The Gorge. The Gorge and George. Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, you're better on the internet than me. If he's got other shows planned somewhere
that's
somewhat reasonable to get to, I would definitely think about it.
I went to that Gorge one time to see the girl.
We went to two people, Alabama,
yeah,
and
Alabama.
The other group was Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, I love Brooks and Dunn. Yep.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, that's what I grew up listening to is Brooks and Dunn. Probably you too, huh, Sean? Is that what you were forced to listen to when you were younger?
Yeah, Garth Brooks.
Yep. You know, yeah, I really love old Garth Brooks. Like the old songs, but his new songs, I just can't do it. I don't know why. I just can't. I have to turn the channel. It's not working out for me.
Wow.
I mean, it's almost like just retire. You know, just retire.
No.
Okay, I'm outnumbered. You guys like the new stuff. Yeah, I don't.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I only like all the old stuff. So what's the next event coming up? Do we have any events coming up? Do we have any brain injury events coming up? What's happening?
Not that I know of.
Wait, you went to the, what was the last event that you went to, Michael? After the brain injury gala, there was another one.
Yeah, I went to another dinner called Best Buddies. Which is all over the country, actually. It's an organization for people with developmental disabilities, buddy system, they hook you up with somebody to be a friend with, legitimately. I mean, it's cool. Starting to do some stuff in Washington again. And then, because we were doing it all by Zoom, but we all wanted to get out and meet somebody. So we're starting to do that. And they had an auction and dinner and all that stuff too. The week later, I haven't worn a tuxedo two times in a row ever? So on a weekend, so that was, Emily, my wife went to the Brain Injury Network one. So I thought Sebastian, having a place to go or staying at the hotel and doing all that is definitely wild. I definitely plan to do that hotel again, that's for sure. I hopefully can find some friends to do it with because it's more fun when you have people around. Yeah. It was a hoot. I mean, we closed
it
the joint. There was nobody left. We were the only ones in the room. That's no joke. And
what do you mean you were the only one? What are you talking about?
$100 to play the song.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yep. I know. That's crazy.
That's why.
We're like, why is everyone going to bed so early? So was there a DJ at the second one at the Best Buddies? What did you guys do there? What was it like?
No. I would say the other one was better.
Oh, the Brain Injury Alliance gala was better?
Was better, yeah. I mean, I had a lot of family and friends there. That was good, but I think they would have liked the brain injury one better. But next year, you got to give me the date. I'm putting a little bit of money away so I can, because now that I know it's coming, we can go to that. And we'll sit at the same table. We'll tell them this year we're at the same table.
That was so funny.
We would have a run.
You
want to
go, Sean? Do you
want to
come with us? It was a lot of fun.
It was in Seattle. Oh, at the hotel.
Yeah, the Westin.
Aaron, how do you say that? Westin, yeah. Because I would say it wrong.
What?
I would say that the
Westin.
Yeah, it was a blast.
Yeah, the Westin. Mm-hmm. It was. And I'm pretty sure it's there every year.
Aaron, we should definitely budget going to it next year.
Yeah, that's fun.
I mean, if we have
it is.
Tell me what the best, how to budget for it, we'll make it work.
People first, nothing. You know.
Oh, that's right. Emily got sicker than a dog that thing.
It'll be in Olympia.
Oh, it'll be my hometown. That's right.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
Yeah, maybe.
What hometown? Where?
In Olympia.
What's going to be in Olympia?
The hotel hasn't been booked yet.
Oh, the People First. People First.
Oh, the People First Convention. Oh, it's going to be in Olympia. Okay.
Yeah, that was really fun. Come on this side of the world, and Emily and Neil will spoil you.
Yep, I will be there. No, we had such a blast at the People First Convention in Spokane, 10-minute drive for me, so that was awesome. But it was so much fun. Aside from it being a really quick drive.
Next year is five-hour drive. Do you mind? Am I worth it?
Yep, that's all right. I don't mind the drive.
Five-hour drive to come see Mike. That's what I'm five hours away.
It's more than five. It's probably 6 hours. I mean, you're never going to not hit traffic in Lacey.
Yeah, that's true. So 6 hours.
And there's no way to get around it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're stuck on I-5. You are stuck there.
Or our school caller should know about? Anything in your world that you want to tell?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. Is there anything in your world that you want to tell?
What, about Safe and Home?
Anything that hit your fancy this month?
Oh, geez. That's a loaded question. And I'll have to think. I don't know. I don't know. It's snowing here in Spokane.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
It's going to be wet and snowy and icy for the next 3 months. Just so awesome.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Can you hear the sarcasm in my voice? But actually, I'm used to all the rain over on the west side, so I guess I would take the snow over the rain. So Safe and Home's doing awesome.
Does that mean I see you in the spring and you don't come down here?
Yeah, probably going to be. Yeah, I mean, well, you know, the thing is about driving in the snow is totally normal. Driving over the pass. I mean, I used to Central Washington University, right, in Ellensburg, and drive over the pass all the time, so that's nothing. And, you know, that's what all-wheel drive cars are for, right? But, yeah, probably. I mean, who knows when I'm going to drive over and stay at Peggy's house again over on the west side. It'll happen. That's why I was asking what events are coming up, you know?
Call us because we're ready. By that time, we'll be ready to fly the coop.
I don't know if we were on already.
We canceled our trip. Me and Sean were going on a cruise along with Emily, and we canceled.
Why?
We didn't want to be stuck in Mexico and have the COVID dilemma.
You didn't want to get stuck in Mexico. I would think most people would want to get stuck in Mexico.
We were going to go in March. Or excuse me, April, and we pulled it.
But why would you get stuck there? Why would you can't? I don't get it. I'm missing why you can't.
Well, because we didn't want it to be, with the ship.
Oh, like if someone gets COVID and then they shut the whole ship down, and okay.
Right.
I got you. Makes sense.
Yeah. And then couldn't get back into the States, and then I couldn't go back to work. Me and Emily are thinking someone in the United States would be good.
Yeah, but, yeah. it was a hard call because, you know, all you can handle, you have to do it 100 days in advance. So it's really hard to know what happens. Otherwise, if you handle it before, you have to pay the whole bill, basically. So.
I know, like say you plan your whole trip on this cruise and you get down there and then they test you for COVID right before you walk on the bus to go to the air positive and now you can't go. I mean, there's things that happen.
Yeah,
that would be awful. So you're just going to stay in the U.S. and not go on a cruise. Well, that sucks. Hopefully next year it'll be better year after next, I guess.
Well, the funny thing is we're thinking of maybe flying to California. There's something special in California that we like.
Legoland?
Disneyland.
Disneyland?
I'm a big kid.
Oh.
You are a big kid.
That's true. I'm guilty as charged. That's my crime.
Disneyland. You guys are going to go to Disneyland.
We're thinking about it. We haven't said anything yet, but we're thinking about it. Sometime next year, if this thing calms down a bit. I have a feeling this COVID thing is going to be around for a long, long, long time.
Yeah, like forever. For the rest of our lives, probably.
Yes. Yes. It's like, can we go without a mask for 5 minutes? I don't know.
I know. I have to laugh because it sucks so much. But
can I have a drink so I don't have to wear a mask, please?
let me sit at a table. Let me just sit at a table so I can take it off.
Yes.
That's how it works, right?
That's how it works, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you got planned? Do you have any Christmas plans?
I'm staying here. Mm-hmm. So no, I guess. The answer.
Yeah.
What about you, Sean? Sean, what are you going to do for Christmas?
I hope to be my other sister and my nieces.
Where do they live?
They live by... throughout the whole area.
Oh, okay, yep.
Actually, right now, believe it or not, but the one sister has been over in Scotland, England. So just a serious trip over there with others. So, yeah, we will do that and I don't know. Watch more movies.
Mm-hmm.
Eat
more cookies.
Yeah, so that kind of thing.
Sean, you should watch one. Or maybe we could even do one. Because I'm off from the 27th through New Year's. All the way until January, whatever it is, January 3rd.
I think we need to do a overall marathon.
Oh, that's a riot. We can zoom it.
Although, overall 1 and overall 2 are that good. After that, we go downhill.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely agree with you. I will not watch any other Home Alone. The first one is great. Second one's good. After that, it's over.
All right. So we should watch the first two then. Oh, that's hilarious. We should watch the first two. That's funny. I'll call you sometime and say, do you feel like watching it? We'll set up a party.
Oh, yeah. And then,
that's
fun. And then I'm doing a dance party every Saturday night. So that's fun.
A dance party?
Yeah, I do dance parties every Saturday. Oh.
Every Saturday? On Zoom? You should put that link up there. I want to see that.
Yeah.
I want to see this dance party. Where's this dance party at? You guys are going to have to show me.
Is everybody
home?
You can clear a
dance
almost every week?
Yeah, they're there.
What?
They're almost every week.
I've missed a couple lately, but I haven't been around for a while.
Yeah, last week I played this song either in Clap and but the next two will be Christmas music.
I love it.
Roots.
So you got some Mariah Carey in there? You got to have Mariah Carey with the Christmas music, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, deal. From there.
Yeah, but
so, we'll have to send you the, I mean, when the, because it's only Washington, we'll send you the link.
No, actually, no, Michael. There's a group called South Advocate Speaking Freely. So
oh, wow.
And we have people from New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know
that. New York, Indiana, Colorado, and in London.
Wow.
It was the people first. They bought it. And Anthony Nass kind of taking over. So,
oh, wow.
People
is it on
there.
Your Facebook page? Sean, is it on your Facebook page?
Yeah, I will put it on there.
Okay, that's where I'll find it. Okay.
Normally that group talks all the time, but from 5:30 on Saturday, I take over.
You take over. It's really
awesome.
The best.
And then after I'm done, it's called Speaking Freely After Dark.
Speaking Freely After Dark.
Yeah.
That's what this show is supposed to be too, Michael. No more BS. That's your show. So what's your topic today? Did you guys have a non-PC topic that you guys were talking about? Looking at your no more BS thing on online.
We haven't really nothing drastic this week. I mean, it's been rather interesting.
Well, I did want to talk about the Allied priority when we have time.
Go ahead, Ed.
I'm up on here. Okay, so I'm going to talk a little bit. Oh,
as some of you may know, I'm the executive director of Allies in Advocacy, a self-advocacy organization fighting for the civil and equal rights of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And last week, we just finalized our 6 priorities for next year. Do you want to hear them, Michael?
Yeah.
I'm going to hold it over.
Okay, so the first one is working on improving community services and community residential opportunities. Allies will be advocating for structure and policy changes, so that there is less of a need for congregate settings, especially residential rehabilitation centers. This is crucial because, as we state every month, people need to receive an adequate level of services in the home to prevent a person from being institutionalized. For this priority, we will be working with the Arc of Washington, Disability Rights Washington, and Pyramid Communications to create a new media campaign that will help more people with intellectual and developmental disabilities live successfully in the community. We hope to connect to all racial marginalized partners to assist them as well, since we know people with disabilities and people of color face higher rates of institutionalization than the general population. We will also be working with the Shut Them Down Coalition to assist them with their campaign to close the residential rehabilitation centers in the state. We will soon come out with 9 educational flyers on topics around institutionalization.
And I forgot to say, Jeremy, we also have a rally coming up.
When's that? Is that January?
January 26th in Olympia. So
yeah. Okay. So some rallies are coming up for the Shut Them Down Coalition, or for, is that what it's for?
Yeah, Shut Them Down. The Shut Them Down Coalition is a coalition of members between allies, people first, and sales. Self-advocate leaders. So we have members from all three of the
organization. Awesome.
So,
yeah, that sounds great.
So I know that a lot, but that was just our first priority. Our second one.
Ally's second priority is improved transportation across the state. And yes, that is a very tall order, everyone. So, Allies understands that if we want to see people with intellectual and developmental disabilities succeed in their communities, there must be a good public transportation system. Allies is committed to working with local self-advocacy organizations and transportation authorities to improve our current state transportation system.
So that's number two.
Amen. Sign me up for that one.
And then the third,
Allies will support the Nothing About Us Without Us bill. Allies is supporting self-advocates in leadership's Nothing About Us Without Us bill, House Bill 1566. If passed, the bill would require an adequate number of people with disabilities, including those with intellectual and developmental disabilities, to sit on state entities, boards, task forces, work groups, and committees. Allies will be getting ready for this bill to be passed by creating a recruitment document for individuals willing to be on state entities. We all feel this is needed to make sure our voices are heard as much as other voices. I want to thank Representative Paulette from the 46th Legislative District for sponsoring this important bill.
Do I have either of you heard about the bill?
No. I mean, I shouldn't say that. A little bit, I should say it that way.
It's a good bill. We have a meeting about the bill tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow
night.
You can whisper in my ear later, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I know.
I have one question for you and one suggestion, and that is, I would definitely think about, because, you know, having people, one thing, but I would worry about trying to figure out a way to fund it some way so that they can get some support, and then also give them a stipend or some kind of revenue. If everybody in the world gets paid to be there, why not them? So,
I don't have the numbers for that bill, but there is another bill that is trying to do what you just said.
It's just a matter of equity.
Yeah.
I mean, you're better with fancy words than I am, but I think equity matters in that case.
But that's a good, because we do want to pay people. Especially if people don't get paid already.
Right. I mean, you know, you don't want to double dip, but if you get not getting paid, it's kind of nice to have money in your pocket.
And then, so that was number three.
Our fourth priority is increasing accessibility at the state level. For this one, allies will be working with Washington state leaders to make the state capital and the state legislative process accessible. We desire to see people who can't come to Olympia physically still be able to participate virtually even after the COVID pandemic is over. We want to make sure these virtual options are accessible for people with different types of disabilities. In addition, Allies wants to encourage Washington State to make the capital more accessible for those coming in person. We would like to see more ADA compliance with their physical buildings.
John, I started that process when I was 18 years old, buddy.
And
that building,
no way.
All places. Yeah. You're better at this than I am. In 1980, with a guy named Bruce Gardner. I don't know how old I was. I was very young. You're better. Every one of you is better at math. I'm 54. When I was 80. In 80, I think I did the first. I raised money for the first door on the Capitol campus, which is kind of crazy now. That's what I did.
Wow.
This is before the ADA. So anyway, this is a side note. That's interesting that you're doing that all over again.
Well, I agree that the ongoing. It's an ongoing process.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't mean to. Sorry.
No, I didn't really.
I mean, that's kind of ironic.
Well, that's a transformation. That's an ongoing process, too.
Yeah, that's ongoing,
yeah.
Too, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what's number five?
I have two more.
Our fifth priority is similar. We will help to remove technology barriers so that people can access their communities fully. Allies will be advocating for and supporting peer mentoring programs that have a focus on technology education. We want to encourage more disability partners and community partners to offer more technology training opportunities. We also aim to support disability technology organizations such as the Washington State Assistive Technology Act program in their mission to improve technology access.
And this one, maybe two of that can help out with someone.
And Sean, even maybe Seth home in some regards, I mean, maybe, I don't know. What do you think? Am I wrong? Aaron.
What?
What you just read.
I thought you were
talking
to Sean. Sorry.
Do you think you got, I mean, because you guys are in Washington now on the grant, right?
Well, I mean, we don't know if we...
Is Safe at Home is all over the state now in Washington, right?
Yeah, safe in Washington. Yeah, in the whole state, yes. But that's not grant money. That's
no. But I mean, it is through the waiver, right? Most of it.
Yes. The DDA waivers. Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Because that means I was just wondering. Okay.
Yeah, Aaron, I'd probably to have you. I'd probably to have you come to one of the board meetings and talk about those purposes.
Yeah, that would be awesome, Sean. I would definitely do that. I'll message you on Facebook and we can get that set up.
Yeah.
I think, do you have one more? Because I don't want to interrupt your...
Yeah, I have one more.
Okay.
And then our last priority is to improve personal care services. Allies will be working with home care agencies, home health providers, home care providers, state unions, disability organizations, and state agencies to improve the personal care system. We wish to see increased access to high-paid and high-quality providers. Allies also wants to see the personal care system be more person-centered and self-directed.
We were talking about this, Michael. Remember when we were talking, I was like, you know, how short, because this is what I talk about every day, is the lack of caregivers out there. And it's not just Washington State. This is everywhere. And, you know, it's scary. It's really scary because there's, you know, I'm literally working with people who are stuck in the hospital because they can't find caregivers. And they can't go home because there's not enough. And it's just really sad. And so I really love that last one. I mean, it's so true, Sean, because, you know, there's people that aren't getting the support that they need or want because there's just not enough people out there. There's not enough people to take those jobs.
We need better pay and better support for
right.
That's one of the reasons I invited Dana to be on Earth this next time, because she's working on a paper that she's trying to figure out some of that stuff. So we'll talk about her paper next time.
That would be good, and that's why we need the pass to build back better bill in Congress so we can get more money for homeless communities to the city. So
that means call your legislature and tell them to pass the bill. I mean, can I make it more clear than that?
Yeah.
Including cinema and, I mean, and the DEC to say, let's do this thing. Because I don't have any faith that the RRs would do it in a heartbeat. You know, there's no, I don't know. Maybe I'm getting too political.
But I just think
that if we don't get it done this year, it ain't going to happen.
Well, what about that big grant that's going through right now with the DDC? What's that grant called? I can't remember.
Oh, Dan.
The Dan Thompson
Dan
Trust?
Yeah, Dan Thompson. Yeah, that money is going directly.
That's it, yeah. I can't wait to see what they're going to do with it. I hope they do something more than just blow it. I mean, you know.
We applied for it, and the cool thing about the grant, what I really liked about it is part of the application is, okay, so say we give you some of this money, how will you continue the services once the money is gone? So it's not just about here's some money, like do what you want with it, but what happens when it's gone? You have to be able to continue those services or support, whatever it is. You know, how are you helping the community after you have spent that money? And that part I thought was really responsible, and I really liked that part.
That's cool. That's real cool.
Yeah, so it's not temporary, you know. It's like, you know, we'll help you get on your feet, help you do certain things, but then you need to be able to do this, you know. And like for us, for Safe and Home, we were like, hey, there's a lot of people on, you know, the no paid caseload, okay, but it's really a wait list. There's a lot of people not receiving services who want services. So we're like, hey, let us help the people who aren't receiving services. Let us get, you know, support to people who are waiting, you know, for support.
Right. And you're amen, calling it what it is. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it depends on who we're talking to, right?
Yep, that's why we call it no BS. We just cut through the chase.
Yep.
Sorry to interrupt, but I think we do have another caller on the line.
Go ahead.
Oh, great. Yeah. Perfect.
So, call it 253-279-0238.
Michael, here's your reminder. Take my medicine.
Don't worry, I'll wait
till you're here. Hi, Mike. Michael Boa.
Hello?
Yep, I'm here. Oh. I didn't hear another caller, but I heard Michael's medication reminder.
Yeah,
oh,
sorry.
Hello, call it 253-279-0238.
Welcome aboard.
Is someone there?
I guess we scared him too much.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Can other callers come on if I'm still here, or should I hang up?
No, you can stay.
Okay.
You can definitely stay.
One more time, caller. Hanging with 0238. Are you there? No.
Nope. Okay. Well,
call back if you guys got hung up on accident. Call us back.
No. So even though you were on this time, Aaron, the subject, we will have a subject matter of the subject matter we were just talking about with a person that's writing a paper. And when I say paper, she's doing it as her thesis to get out of school, like graduate and all that. And she's finishing that paper actually as we speak. So she'll be on, and she's one of the ladies that I'm speaking with, and I've done a couple presentations with her. So, and her name's Dana. So feel free to be listening to that show. That'll be from 7:45-ish to the end of the show. And again, the government will be recorded, so that'll be easier. But we're, I think that, and I haven't read it through, all the way through Sean yet, but we might do sections of that because it's so needed that it'll be a session that we'll do periodically during the show. So looking forward to it. And again, their next show will be January 4th. And I've had people ask if I say that more than once. January 4th at 7 a.m. our time in the West. What did I say? 7 p.m. P.m. not in the morning. Oh, gotcha.
Oh, my gosh, Emily. Emily's the best. Don't you just love her? I can hear her in the background.
I do. Yeah.
Wow, she's in the
background of packs and presents and stuff like that. She's the brains of the outfit.
I'm like, dang, you guys switched to 7 a.m.? That's kind of early.
No. Sorry. 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
7 p.m. And so that's about the scoop of that. But again, so it looks like that's how that is working. What do you think, Sean?
Yeah, I think that would be good bell next time.
Yeah.
If we have time, we might add one more guest bell and coming at bell from the Everett area. We will either do that next month or we will do that in February.
Sean, I just realized that would mean that this is because January 4th, the session starts January the 11th, which is interesting because we'll see what happens with the bills and stuff. But this time, remember, folks, it's a short term, at least in Washington. I realize there were states all over the place. We're on a short session, which means, in essence, you have 60 days to get things in and done in 60 days.
Yeah.
So it's very short and very fast. So we'll see what happens with the fat lady sings or doesn't sing or whatnot this year, but we'll see.
And I guess there'll be a hybrid. A hybrid something. So.
Oh, right. You want to explain what that word is so that people understand it on the radio?
So, positive will be encrypted and positive will be online.
Yeah.
Oh,
it doesn't mean you're
okay.
Driving a car. I mean, you've heard that hybrid sitting with a cat.
I know the Senate floor will be encrypted, but the Senate committee will be online. So if you want to testify, you'll probably still be doing, you know, the public blackout team.
If you need, and this goes for any state, if you need help with testifying, writing letters, whatnot, there are normally people that will help you do that. So feel free to reach out to us in the email, and we'll be glad to assist you if we can. Especially if you're in Washington, it's much easier for us to know who those people are.
There's a meeting every Thursday at 1:00 with people pray and do the Lord. They meet every week to help people.
And David Lord is unbelievable when it comes to that kind of stuff. As a matter of fact, we could even invite him to be here one night if you'd like, buddy.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah.
I mean, one of the things we could do is ask if could possibly run a special one extra night if you ever want to do that craziness. It's, you know, something we could do later. But,
we won't be able to do this.
No, I mean, we got a lot on the plot, on the flame. We do have Aaron, I do have a quick one for you because you're better with your name than I am, and I don't think she'd mind mentioning her because I've only talked to her, I believe, twice. She was talking to me about making her own broadcast show, and she's got her own network. She's a nonprofit for autism. Can you help me recollect her name?
Are you talking about the Isaac Foundation?
Yes.
Holly?
Yeah. I would ask her one, but she said yes, but it hasn't done it yet. But I would like to have her on once.
Oh, yeah. I can definitely. Well, you have her phone number, but I can reach out to her, too. I've been meaning to email her. But
we'd love that. But would you mind telling us a little bit about it?
About the Isaac Foundation?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think I'm the wrong person to tell you about the Isaac Foundation, but I do know that they just opened a new building, and they are having basically events for kids with autism on the spectrum, like stuff where they can all get together and hang out together and have a community. And I'll have to look it up since I'm sitting in front of my computer and see if I can find out where they are now and give you some more info about it. But she does have podcasts on her website that are absolutely amazing. I mean, I've listened to them while I was working and just really learned a lot from the people that are on there. And I just really think, like, if get on the Isaac Foundation website, look for her podcast. They're really great. And I even have one on there if you want to learn about Safe and Home. But, you know, that aside, if you get onto the isaacfoundation.com, they have one of the tabs is podcasts. And if you open it up, there's just like, the Ark of Spokane just recently did one. Self-advocacy roundtable, SOAR was on there, gender identity, John Lemus was on there. There's just tons. There's over 100. So you can kind of scroll through and see what you want to listen to, housing options, bullying, Just so many things. And I just love it because Holly is so personable. And, you know, if you listen to these podcasts, don't be offended. They talk about a lot of things. They talk about all different sides. And, you know, a lot of different opinions. There's some cussing, and it's great. I just think it's really great. It's like having an actual listening to a real conversation where it's like, hey, we're not here to have all the same opinions, but she really does just go into all the controversy of certain subjects and just kind of talks about everything, and it's really great. I think it's just really amazing.
Cool. I would love you to pitch her to be on the radio, our show sometime. And I think,
well,
she'd
I
like
think
her.
You guys
I have talked to her, I believe, twice.
Yes.
But she's really a kick. I mean that respectfully.
She is. You guys could do maybe think about a topic that you wanted to talk about. Like, Sean, with all of the things that you just talked about, maybe you guys could do that. What you can do is have your own podcast on her website, and then, you know, you can record with her online just like we're doing right now, and then she can be on your radio show as well. But yeah, you could have your own podcast, you know, pick a topic, talk about sales, you know, whatever you want to talk about, and have a podcast with her. She's always willing to listen to what you would want to talk about, and you can have your questions ahead of time and you know, Sean, so that you can type them out and then have your podcast recorded, and then people can listen to it.
That'd be awesome. You would rock it.
It is awesome.
You would rock it. I mean, that would be groovy. You'd be on stage. I mean, I just think you would just tear it up.
Yeah.
I know because part of like doing this kind of, but it's like, you know, I don't know. I think you'd be awesome.
No,
thanks for telling me more about that.
Yep, they partner with a lot of people in the community, and it's a good way to get your radio show out there and talk more about what you guys are doing.
That'd be awesome.
And what you're working on, and talk about the bill, and, you know, whatever you want to talk about. She's just, you know, she wants to know what the topic is, and then she record, and there you go.
There you go. That's just sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
That's just marvelous.
We'll see if we can get her on here next month.
Yeah, I mean, that would be sweet. I mean, if she would just say, hey, even Howie would be wonderful. Because I know next week's next month's going to be full as molasses, but it'll be all right.
Well, I might be able to do it probably.
Yeah, you can figure out something.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know we have 17 more minutes.
And I do want to wish everybody a happy holidays, Christmas, whatever you celebrate, whatever your faith is. If you don't have a faith and you have somebody you can be with, that's awesome. We have, what do you say, 17 more minutes. But please do me one favor, please. Don't drink and drive. And please have fun and be safe about it, because you know, you don't want to make the mistake for having a good time when, whoops, believe me, it's not worth it. So please call an alternate driver. Even with me and with my wheelchair, when I have a few too many, I stay home. pretty good at driving. But you've seen it, but it ain't necessarily pretty. So I know something we touch on our show, but it's just so close to Christmas. And if you're lonely or need somebody to talk to, please reach out to somebody. It's important, and you're important. So I just wanted to make sure that we say that. It's a tough time of year for some folks. And that I'm thinking of you too, because, you know, I'm very blessed. I got a gorgeous family and great friends, but I know not everybody's in the same boat. So I just wanted to say during the holidays that we're thinking of you too.
Oh.
And I mean, one thing, John, that this year is kind of different is I'm going to spend my Christmas with we've decided to split up. We're going to my mother's to do my mom's, and my grandmother and my grandfather are living there. My grandmother will be 94 years old on the 21st. And then my grandfather is 93. So I'm going to be there for Christmas because they're now living with my mother in Olympia. And so I'm going to go there. And then after Christmas, I'm going to run on Amtrak down to see a beautiful woman called Emily Rogers, and a beautiful woman and a beautiful dog that will be separated for Christmas because I wanted to see my grandparents and my mother. Because my grandfather's 94 and my grandfather's 93, you got to get the point and say, hey, this might be the last one. So, you know, but I'm going to be here with them doing that. And, one thing I'm going to tell you about is a German tradition. We're going to do horns. And Aaron, I'll get you one of those from my grandmother. She's a better cook than me any day of the week. It's a pastry, a German pastry. You'll love it. I guarantee.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't, I will. and I'll get you one, Sean, too. It's they're delicious. It's a pastry. It's basically sin on earth. I mean, that's how I look at it. And I'm a diabetic, and I still want this. I just wanted everybody to have a great Christmas and a great New Year, and Hanukkah's coming. I believe it's starting. I don't know everybody's faith, so please forgive that. But is there any last pieces anybody else would like to say?
No, I agree, Michael. We want everybody to agree. Christmas, New Year, Hanukkah. I believe Ramadan is maybe also happening right now. So a lot of holidays and just take advantage of the moment to be around the family. I know sometimes family can be stressful, but we love. But in the end, they love us and we love them, so I'm just advantage of the time.
Amen, Sean.
And the other thing
so
about
true.
It, Sean, you know this too, is that, sometimes it's not just the genetic family that you get, it's the family that you choose to be with. And I'm grateful for both to the people that are on the call and you. This year's been a riot. I mean, getting through this COVID thing and being with you on this radio show and knowing you as well as I do, it's been a pleasure doing the show with you and Aaron, knowing you and knowing Safe at Home. And what a hoot. Now we have, like you said, when Emily and me came back from the hotel, like we have friends at that. That's the one sweet deal. So we are grateful for both of you.
You never know what a year can bring, right? I mean,
yeah,
lots of good stuff can happen.
I hope it's going to be a blast this year. I know I have big ambition and I have big hopes, and I plan to make some wishes on New Year's Day. That's for sure. Hopefully, by the end of next year, I'll be making my own business plan, so or at least working towards being a business plan.
I'll be awesome.
So we'll see.
Yeah, that will be. Can't wait to hear.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
So
the boss says I'm talking too much and we only have a few minutes. So I'm sorry. I didn't know I wasn't trying to do that.
Emily.
But we do have like 10 more minutes back. I'm thinking about playing a video for the last 6 minutes It's a story about Michael Raymond and his story and how he went from being at any institution to the community. But I know people love that story. But before we go...
I want to hear it.
Before we go, Aaron, do you have any final words for us?
Not me. No, I am just happy to be here with you guys, and I love coming on your show and hanging out with both of you, and it has been a huge blessing getting to know you guys and starting off next year knowing both of you, and I know it's going to be a great year. I want to see the video.
Amen.
Well, with that, we're going to find out for this month and play the video. And we hope that you have a great Christmas. And we hope to have a blast and win the morning.
And we'll see you January 4th.
Okay. Play the video.
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
1947, yeah. When I was this is when I was in the institution.
Mike Raymond was institutionalized at Western State Custodial School from 1949 to 1969.
The institutions back then was a lot worse than there is now. My birthday was the 14th of 1947, yeah. When I was born, the doctors told my mother to put me in the institution. My mother put me in there because the doctors told her to. I remembered what went on. They thought that I didn't know the stuff that was going on, but I did. That's a picture of the institution that I was at. That's the one of the dormitories there's a bunch of us slept. When I used to wake up in the morning, in the institution, I did not like it in there at all. I used to have a job. I used to go down to on the farm and milk cows and stuff. We had to be ported in by a certain time. When we were there, they used to make us walk in lines in the hall by nighttime, because if we didn't, we would have been punished. When they punished us, they used to make us push blocks in a nightgown, a dress, like a straitjacket. They made us go around the whole hall until they told us to stop. This is no lie. I picked it up and threw it and broke a window out of it. They put me in isolation again. I used to get mad at them because I did not like what they were doing to me. They called me the name that I did not like. They called me, never mind. Yeah. And I told those people up there that I did not like that R word at all. There's an attendant used to take a wet towel and get it all wet and strangle people. I saw this. I really did. I saw the stuff that went on. How did I leave the institution? My sister has been in one too. She knew where I was. She called me and asked me if I wanted to get out, and I told her yes. This is my wife. Me and Diane used to go to the canteen in the evenings when we were up there. I used to see her up there. And we got married when we got out. But when we got out, we had a hard time finding the place. I stayed in a group home, yes. When I was in the group home, I knew where Diane was. She worked in the nursing home too, down in Kent. There was a special thing I say to her all the time I see her. If I can't love you, I don't want nobody else but her. as to what I say to her. This is my beautiful daughter, Taylor. She was born May 17th. This is the story that my daughter wrote. It says how wonderful that she loved me and Diane. She's got a my grandson. He calls me sometimes. He calls me and says, "Hi, Grandpa." This lady right here is my mother.
Did you get to see your mom when you were in the institution, right?
No, I didn't. They told me that she was dead. That's what they told me. But she's not. I can tell you right where she's at today. Me and my wife, we went to Aberdeen, and we knocked on the White House, and she opened up the door, and she goes, "Mike, so what if she put me in the institution, and I still love her anyhow?" It wasn't her fault to put me in. It was the doctor's fault. I wish they could close all of them down. That's how I feel. We've been trying to get it closed for a long time, but it's not happening. I would like to see the people that it's up there now to get out and live what we're doing. I would like to see them today do what we did. If I can do it, you can do it. That's what I do. That's what I say. And I hope you guys like it.
Mike currently lives with his wife, Diane, in their home in Tacoma, Washington. He works at Self Advocates of Washington as a community trainer. Mike serves on the boards and committees for the following organizations: Allies in Advocacy, Partnerships for Action, Voices for Empowerment, Pierce County Coalition for Developmental Disabilities Steering Committee, Northwest Services for Independent Living, Self Advocates and Leadership, and Tools for Success Planning Committee. He's also served on boards and committees for the following organizations: Disability Rights Washington, Self Advocates of Washington, Self-Determination Forum, Tacoma Area Coalition of Individuals with Disabilities, and Washington State Developmental Disabilities Council.
Mike and Raymond went on after that to become the president of People First of Austin for a couple of years. Something he brought to the vice a few years back, but he's doing pretty good and he's still advocating. And he's one of the leaders. So thank you for joining us, and have a happy holiday. Bye, everyone.